Amen. Woo. Just don't know how that makes a soul feel. Amen. God is real, church. Amen. And if he's not real in your life, I feel sorry for you. But I just stopped by this morning to help you to get him real in your life. It's good to see each and every one of you this morning once again, and it's good to have those of you visiting in our midst. Just want you to know that you are our honored guests, and we hope and pray something can be said that'll encourage you in your Christian walk. The title of the lesson this morning is taken out of Mark chapter 5, and I forgot the title, Brother Henry, but that's okay. Am I out of my mind? Boy, you know it's good to have. See, that's what a good lesson to start out with. Am I out of my mind? But this morning we want to look at an individual here that was out of his mind. But you know, it's something about when you meet Jesus, boy, you can get in the right frame of mind. But this individual we're going to look at this morning would be considered to most of us as a bad mamma jamma. Oh, yes. And I want to show you this individual that understood something about where he was at, and he understood where he needed to go.
That's right.
And you know, and that's the whole key in our Christian walk, is that we understand what Jesus have done for us and what we need to do in order to be pleasing and acceptable to him. In John chapter 3, round about verse number 16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." That's why Calvary is so important, church. That Jesus hung on that tree. He died to reconcile Stan back to his Father. And that's how I take it. I take it very personal. That the God of heaven could look down the corridor of time and see that I would come along and would need some of his grace, some of his mercy, and some of his forgiveness. And he knew that I would need his Spirit. Because we live in a world that can forget about the Spirit of God and has forgotten about the Spirit of God. I wonder even if in the body of Christ, have we forgotten about the Holy Spirit of God? Because that Holy Spirit of God is what shows the world who we say we are. This morning in Mark chapter 5, the Bible says, "And they came over to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gazarenes. And when he had come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit." Sound like he's out of his mind. But the Bible says this individual here had a disposition. Y'all sitting here this morning got a disposition. You know, all of us ought to have the disposition of the spirit of love, but I'm not going to fool myself. But this individual here, I want to show you, had a disposition about himself. And the reason I said he was a bad mamma jamma, I'm going to let the scripture show you. The Bible says, "Who had his dwelling among the tomb, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains." Sound like a bad dude to me. Sound like he out of his mind in the cemetery. Because half of us won't go to the cemetery when it's light, let alone live in it. But I want to show you that this individual here is out of his mind, but Jesus will make the difference. Church, some of us sitting here this morning might be out of your mind. I just stopped by to let you know Jesus will make the difference. And when you surrender your will to his will, boy, life is beautiful. Amen, Walls. Y'all don't have to amen this. I know it's the truth. Verse number 4, the Bible says, "Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him." Boy, this is a bad dude that can break some chains. But I want to show you that when you out of your mind, you don't know what you want to do. You know, half of us are sitting here with chains and don't even know we're chained.
Amen.
Amen. But I want to show you this individual here, because this individual reminds me of me.
Amen.
You can be out of your mind. You can come every Sunday, every Wednesday. You can sing like an angel and still be out of your mind. Amen. But this individual here really shows that he's out of his mind. Because his living is among the tombs. So his disposition is, I'm going to live here with all the dead folk. Oh, I wish I had a church this morning. Oh, boy, that's another lesson within itself. Am I in the tomb? Living with... Come on, y'all. Let me go on with this text. That's not part of the lesson. But the Bible says he would often pluck asunder by him, and he would break in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And often and always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself. Boy, that's some good stuff right there. Woo, because how many of us are sitting up in here cutting ourselves with sin? Cutting ourselves with the lack of what we should be doing. But this stuff here scared me when I started looking at it, because you can be out of your mind and think you in your mind. You ever met anybody like that?
Yeah.
You know, we call them what, schizophrenics?
Yeah.
But it's interesting, because this guy here has a disposition. And not only does he have a disposition, he has a direction that he's headed. His direction was that he lived in the tombs, in the mountain, and night and day he would cry, cutting himself with stones. Also part of his duty. But the Bible says in verse number 6, but when he saw Jesus, whoo, that's some powerful stuff. Because see, when you see Jesus, boy, you got to come. See, that's why I can't stand before you and tell you I ain't perfect, but I am. And it's because of Jesus. Ain't because of me, because if it was my way. The Bible says, but when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and he worshiped him. Is he out of his mind?
No.
Interesting. Because this man here, we would say he's out of his mind because he lives in the cemetery. He lives in the mountain. And oftentimes he's chained, he's bound, and he walks around cutting himself with stones. But when he sees Jesus, something different happens to this individual. Church, that's a message to you and I. Because we've obeyed from the heart the gospel and have been added to the body of Christ, we should not be in the tombs. We shouldn't be in the mountains crying and hollering and acting crazy.
Amen.
Why? Because we saw Jesus, did we not?
Amen.
When we went in the watery grave. Did you see Jesus?
Yes.
If you didn't, maybe you need to revisit. But the Bible says when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, the Son of God? Of the Most High God. Don't you miss this. Because we say he's out of his mind, but he recognized who Jesus Christ is.
Amen.
We say we've obeyed from the heart. Have we really recognized who Jesus is? If he's the author and the finisher of our faith, then why do we have such a hard time serving?
Amen.
Why do we have, y'all quiet. Why do we have such a hard time giving him the praise and the honor that's due him? Or how do we have such a hard time just loving and caring not only for one another, but for everyone we come in contact with? This individual here knew who Jesus was. And he raises the question, what do I have to do with you, Jesus, the Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. But this boy here knows a little bit about Jesus. And I want you to see the response of this individual. The Bible goes on to say in verse number 8, and he said unto him, come out of the man, that unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? That's what I want to ask you this morning. What's your name? I remember on one occasion, Jesus reminded the Jews, he said, I know you. I know your father. Your father is the... Come on, y'all. What is your name? Jesus asked this unclean spirit. And he answered and said, my name is Legion, for we are many. Ooh, that's some good preaching there. See, sometimes when you act the devil, you got more than one. Oh boy, I like y'all because y'all be right there on top of me. You know how we get from time to time? You know, nasty attitude, don't want to be about. This is a sidebar, this don't cost you nothing. You know how we act? You know, look like we've been sucking on sour grapes and lemons and all. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not saying y'all, but if I'm down your street. The Bible says, what is your name? He says, for we are many. The Bible says in verse number 10, and he beseeched him much that he would not send them out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountain a great herd of swine, and all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into the... See, boy, that's one thing I know about the devil. When he get out of you, oh yes, and if I ain't right, that's where he's coming. And then if I got a devil and you got a devil, oh, we in big devilish trouble, ain't we? The devil knows what he's doing. Amen. And we try our best to match wits with him. Ought not to be so. Because at the beginning of time, guess where he was at? Right there in the garden. And we only been here, what, 80 years, 85? I missed a couple, but that's okay. The Bible says in verse number 12, and all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine. And the herd of swine ran vividly down to a steep place into the sea. And they were all about 2,000. That's a lot of devils, boy. 2,000. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Church, I want you to get this, because sometimes we're out of our mind and don't even know that it's Satan that possesses us. Amen. And his whole purpose, his whole job is to create division within the body of Christ. Amen. You see, if he can get Henry and Stan upset,
that's right,
and Johnson takes sides with one of them other than the book, mm-hmm, he already knows it's just a matter of time before the church will go to nothing. The Bible says in verse number 14, and they that fed the swines and taught told it all into the city and in the country, and they went out to see what was done. Verse 15. And they came to Jesus, and seeing him that was possessed with the devil out of his mind in the tombs, cutting himself night and day, was chained with fetters. But see, when you meet Jesus, amen, he brings stability, amen, into your life. Church, that's why you can't bother me. You know why? I got Jesus and I got stability. Why? Now, I might be in the tomb. I might be among the swine, but I've learned that when I have Jesus on board, Philippians 4, verse number 6, I have a peace surpasses all understanding. Amen. But this individual here, after Jesus cast out the demons, look at where he's at. The Bible says in verse number 15, then they came to Jesus, I'm sorry, verse 16, and they saw him and told them of all that befallen to him that was possessed of the devils and all of the swines. And as they depart, that's what I want. Thank you, sister. Verse 15. And when they came to Jesus, and seeing him that was possessed with the devils, and having the legions sitting, clothed, and in his right mind, they were afraid. Don't miss that. Because, see, when you hold to God's unchanging hand, When you try to walk in the light as he is in the light, folks are going to say, you are out of your mind.
Mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
I do what I do, and folks say, you just as crazy as a Betsy Bug. But I ain't crazy. Because, see, I met Jesus. And see, when you meet Jesus, Jesus do a makeover. Mm-hmm. Let me stop right there. I mean, y'all need a makeover this morning. Oh, and I'm not talking about Max Factor. Oh, I'm not talking about Botox. I'm talking about a makeover to where you need to meet Jesus again. The Bible says when this man met Jesus, Jesus casted out the demons. This man, they found him sitting, clothed, and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Why? Because they knew of his past. Church, what is your disposition in Christ? I hope and pray that your disposition will be the one that the world can see in us. John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you is that you love one another as I have loved you. He says, by this, by the love we demonstrate to one another. Jesus said, all men will know that you are my disciples by the love we share and demonstrate with one another. This man here had a history, just like most of us got a history. But see, when you see Jesus and you meet Jesus, Jesus makes the difference in your life. He makes the difference to such a point that you're willing to surrender your will to the will of the Father. Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 26. Jesus said, if any man desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever desire to save his life will lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. And Jesus says, what does it profit a man if you gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? The Bible says this man, after he met Jesus, was sitting, clothed, and in his right mind. I want to encourage us as members of the body of Christ. We can have that same peace that surpasses understanding. But what we have to do is we have to learn to surrender our will to the will of the Father. And I'm learning that when you surrender your will, God will have you seated, clothed, and in your right mind. I want to leave you with this passage of scripture in 1 Peter chapter 5. And oftentimes I reflect upon it because Peter here reminds the believer that in order to have a peace that surpasses understanding, there are some things you got to do. You got to learn to get out the way. Amen. And the only reason I'm here is because I've learned to get out the way. And let go and let God have his way with me. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 5, the Bible says, likewise, ye youngers, submit yourselves unto the elders. Yea, all of you be subject to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, and he gives more grace unto the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he might exhort you in due time, casting all of your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Verse number 8, Peter says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, who resists steadfastness in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Verse number 10, he says, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto eternal glory by Jesus Christ. And if that don't make you excited, church, I can't help you. I have salvation, and I'm going to act like I got it. That's right. I serve a loving God, and guess what? I'm going to act like I serve him. I'm going to live my life in such a way that when death knocks on my door, I told my family, you don't cry for me. You cry for yourself, because I'm going to go on to glory and be with my Father. And that's a commitment that every child of God has to make.
Amen.
I can't save Sister Harmon. I'd like to, but I can't. I got to work out my own soul salvation. And when I go to work, guess what God does? He goes to work in me.
Amen.
And so Peter would say in verse number 10, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after ye have suffered a while, makes you perfect, establish, strengthens. And what does he do? Settles you. Does that sound like the man among the tombs? See, that when you meet Jesus, Jesus gives you the peace and he takes you to a much higher level in your Christian walk. Hope I said something this morning to encourage your heart, church. This individual had a living among the tombs. And most folks would say he is out of his mind. But see, when he saw Jesus, and Jesus does make the difference. And I'm learning that when you let go and let Jesus have control of your life, you'll be clothed, you'll be in your right mind, and you'll be established in Jesus Christ. If you're here this morning and you stand in need, let it be known as together we stand and sing.